Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And this is Worship Factory Radio. Get connected online at worshipfactory.net for networking. Get online, get connected, stay connected with one another. Obviously, right. You can get on there, which is the important thing. Don't just get on and just say, okay, next 6 months I'm going to sign back up again and check it out. And we're going to start something else as far as collaboration, Rob, which is something that's really important to us as far as collaborating group within Worship Factory, where we can start actually building product, working on projects together collectively, which is really, really important.
Yeah, and let me mention, we have 17 people now in our collaboration group. A couple of little projects going on, including one I'm working on. Okay, I just want to say. And I should mention...
Is that a stand-up comedy routine?
No, but that's coming. That's next. No, actually...
I'll be there.
Somebody said he looks like Graham Nash. Maybe he's a guitar. That's Graham Nash.
Oh, boy. So, another story. So, I'm a member at the Songwriters Guild, International Songwriters Guild. So, I got contacted from a guy in the United Kingdom. And he sent me some lyrics. I put a melody to it. Boom. We got a song. I mean, how cool is that?
Co-writing across the world. I love that.
It just amazes me. So there's lots of opportunities for collaboration and fun to have there. So, yeah, that's a good place to sign up and get involved.
You know, talking about collaboration, we are in studio with Mandy Pinto, which if you ever had a chance and the privilege to be able to hear her sing or play somewhere, but she is a singer-songwriter, worship leader, I mean, you name it. She is inside and outside the world as far as when it comes to pop as well. She does some pop music, which is pretty incredible. Her voice, her talent, her collaboration, people that have been around her and stay around her is pretty amazing. She has some of the best musicians around her in the world, and it speaks for her leadership. But Mandy, you know, it's so great to have you in studio again, Mandy Pinto.
Thank you so much. Great to be here, you guys.
Hey, so tell us where your background. I know some of your history, but our listeners may not know as much. So, yeah, sure about that.
Well, it all started with a little girl that didn't have a niche, and I pretty much would follow my brother around playing sports and would eat hot dogs in the stands and be like, "Yeah, okay, I'll try that." So I tried it. Wasn't very good at it. I tried a lot of different sports. Not very good at it. But you know what? I was a heck of a cheerleader from the bench. I just got to say that, you know, I was always cheering for my teammates. And so it's kind of funny looking back now, because really that is one of my gifts that I know that I love. My spiritual gift is encouragement.
That's cool.
I see how a lot of that has played into ministry today. But from then, I started piano lessons, and I was about 8 years old, and I loved it. And I would play, and I would play, and I had this teacher. She was awesome. She smelled like coffee. And I was little. I'm like, what does that smell? Now I know it so well. And I started studying piano. And then my grandmother had, heard me playing over the couple of years I was studying. And she said, you know what, there is this man at our church that he is just phenomenal. And, I will pay for lessons if you can't afford it. My parents were very supportive. Wow. And that is really huge.
Sure. That is.
It was everything to me. And I would just say to those that maybe don't have that support, you know, the Worship Factory is a great way to get that support from friends and networking, and you feel affirmed. And that's really important. But I was fortunate enough to have parents that were very affirming. So they signed me on up, and this guy, his name is Mark Vogel, he was able to pour into me things that he was able to understand me. I could read music, but I was better at hearing and playing, and playing by ear runs in my family. I just didn't know what it was, and this was somebody that was able to point it out and say, this is what you have, let's work on it. Now, in that, he would say, I hear you write a little some songs, and I was thinking, you know what? Yes, but I'm not playing them for you. You're amazing. I was so intimidated and completely intimidated and in awe of his talent, because he truly is an amazingly talented man. So I played for him, and I played the song, and he goes, does this song have words? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I should probably sing it for you, too, because I was just playing it at that point. And this little mousy voice came out, and I started playing for him. And he's like, you know what? We should really start working on your singing as well, because I think you could do really well with that.
Great.
And I said, yeah, awesome. So from there, I ended up studying piano and voice. And at the age of around 14 or 15, I really felt the Lord calling me to do ministry. So that is when we recorded the first album. And we send it out to every church. This is back in the day when they had cassette tapes. Yeah, you young people out there, cassette tapes, okay? All right. Is this serious? They don't even know what CDs are anymore.
No MP3 player.
MP3 player. So, you know, it's like a dinosaur now, a cassette tape. So anyway, we had cassette tapes made, and we sent them out, these packages to different churches saying, you know what, I just would love to come and share You know, I was young. I wasn't looking to be paid or to make a living. And that's what's hard, I think, sometimes for artists. You know, if they're starting a little bit later in life, or maybe they're not living at home, you know, they're paying their bills. They're trying to make an album.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really tough.
Yeah.
But fortunately for me, you know, we were just able to start early. And from then, you know, churches would call, and I'd come and I'd sing at their service, whatever they needed. We would do concerts, and everything just snowballed after that and lead me to where I am today.
That's great. You're listening to Worship Factory Radio on 99.5 FM, and we're in studio with Mandy Pinto. She's currently the top-line worship leader at Real Life Church. You can tell
Let's put that on the program.
You can tell we love Mandy.
She's got her fan. Yeah, she's got her fan club with her.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's great. So, now you've actually dabbled in the pop world.
Yes.
So, talk a little bit about being a Christian and doing worship music and then going into the pop world and some of your experiences.
A lot of people have different views on that. They think, you know, if you're a Christian that you should only sing Christian music. My whole take is, as long as it's pure and it comes from a good place of life experience,
right.
That God can use that as well. A lot of people fall in love. And more and more on Christian albums, I'm finding that they have songs about marriage, songs about love and breakups. I mean, what 16-year-old girl doesn't go through a breakup?
That's right.
So,
a couple of them.
Yeah, too many of them. But what you find is that the more relatable we are as Christians, the less, you know, we get off our pedestal a little bit.
People
are able to see, wow, you actually experienced those things too. You're able to explain them. You know I did an album that had both, and a lot of people were like, I don't know, is that a wise idea? I'm like, you know what? It's me. God created me as a believer, but he also created me with emotions, with fears.
Sure.
It makes me a real person rather than just this person that just prays in adoration. There are times I sit there and I've had those shaking fist moments with God where I'm like, teach me, show me, but they may not come out lyrically as this, you know, Christian piece. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. I think everyone just has different ways of expressing. It's kind of their therapy, if you will.
Sure. Yeah.
Songwriting is your therapy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's a great outlet, especially for a young person. And then even now I'm finding, even though I have a great husband and a wonderful supportive family, a beautiful daughter, I find myself still struggling with things, you know, maybe not within my marriage, but maybe sometimes I'm struggling.
Mm.
And I'm able to just kind of, you know, express that musically. But I would say to anybody that's doing pop and Christian music that that if God has called you to ministry, to make sure that your pop music is still a reflection of Christ. You look at people in corporate America today, and they're not working in the church. They are working in a building for a corporation, but they are still a light for Jesus in that setting. So for me, I am still a light for Jesus as I sing a pop tune or I write a pop tune.
Right.
And it's, you know, you're just being who God created you to be, and you're representing him well.
Yeah.
In whatever art form that you are.
Yeah.
And you are listening to Worship Factory in KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Mandy Pinto visiting with us from replacing actually as a guest host with Monique Donnelly being out of town, which we're so honored with. You know, we talk about it all the time, Mandy, being in the church, and, you know, it's not our place to judge. I mean, in so many ways, I mean, it's not our place to, I mean, not to say that we can't sit down in the fruits that know the fruits that you bear. And there's so many biblical verses we could, you know, get into. But our feeling, what we feel like with Worship Factory, just like what you were saying about the secular music, we talk to people all the time. We do a third Tuesday event that we're involved with on every third Tuesday, which is all creatives in the community right here in LA. And it's at the Writers Guild. But it's the interesting part is that we're called to love one another. And so it gets to a point, we've got to learn to love one another in a way of guidance and direction, and let the Holy Spirit lead us. But I agree with you 110% that it doesn't mean that we can't do, a pop album, or it doesn't mean that we can't do a movie, that happens to not be Jesus. I mean, you could do a Tangled, for instance, like at Disney, and it's a wonderful Disney experience, or even a film that essentially is just not graphically violent or immoral or whatever it may be within your whole, you know, within your spiritual conviction. But I think that, you know, that's something we really should talk about too in another segment as well, because I think it's so important for us to realize that we've got to love each other where we are and where they are. Mm-hmm. And it's so important for us at Worship Factory and at Real Life Church too, as members of Real Life Church, that we lead each other through love. I mean, it's in Corinthians. I mean, everywhere in the Bible, the Lord talks so many times as far as that goes in so many different books about love and what we're supposed to be and what we're called to do. But, you know, I'd love to delve into that because I just think there's a whole show on
how we're going to need another hour.
But we are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5, and we're going to actually take you out of this segment with Mandy Pinto and a live version of one of her songs from Real Life Church that she does on the worship and the worship team there. This is KKLA 99.5 FM.
I lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. My heart's greatest devotion is yours. I lift up my voice to the heavens and call on the name of the Lord. Standing here in amazement, I am yours. With thankfulness I bring my humble offering. For I am yours, I belong to you.